USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more of America is reopening now from the first wave of the pandemic. That's how many experts see it. Warning of a second wave coming before the year is over. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says America is ready for that second wave, even though the trade and manufacturing policy director admitted on Fox News last evening the first wave of the virus did catch the country by surprise. President Trump says he's looking at a number of good proposals for police reform following George Floyd's death, and the president says that does not include some liberal proposals, which he says would make people less safe.
There won't be defunding. There won't be a dismantling of our police.
A man's now facing arson charges in connection with a fire that damaged a Minneapolis police station during George Floyd protests. And this is USA Radio News.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
The U.S. Army is considering changing the names of its bases that have Confederate leaders' names. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy making the announcement yesterday, saying that he's open to bipartisan discussion on the topic. There are 10 bases currently named for Confederate leaders that would need to be renamed under such a plan. Meanwhile, a judge in Richmond, Virginia, is barring the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue for 10 days, a decision yesterday coming after Governor Ralph Northam ordered the large statue on Monument Avenue to be taken down as soon as possible, and crews were on hand yesterday inspecting the 12-ton monument, which has been at the center of protests in Richmond, especially since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A descendant of an original donor for the statue requested the injunction that was granted yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time. North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. Again, that a quote from the statement from the North, which has cut the communications in the past, not replying to South Korean phone calls or faxes, but then usually restoring the channels once the tensions ease. North Korea has been accused at times of deliberately creating tensions to bolster internal unity or to signal its frustration over a lack of progress in nuclear talks with Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.